It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We first met the folks from Pro Home Improvement in 2010 at the one of the many Silver Dome home shows. Remember that, Chuck?
You make Tim Porcassi sound like an old guy.
Well, he's nowhere near as old as you and I.
No, I'm older than some of the rocks in your yard, right? So
yeah, you know that. But Pro Home Improvement has kept so many of our listeners happy over the years, especially those who have a really bad case of what my partner likes to call the house uglies. And if that's you, and you know you need new roofing and siding, and you get it going in June, Tim's going to come on today and give you some phenomenal specials for the month of June, only for Inside Outside Guys listeners, right? Once again, you listen to the Inside Outside Guys today featuring Pro Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by longtime team partner Pro Home Improvement with the owner, Tim Porcassio, with us. Pro is your cure for what we love to call the house uglies. Most people have been in a house 30, 40 years and don't even recognize that their house got ugly over four decades. Tim, what can you do to fix it?
Well, we offer many up-to-date products, you know, roofing, siding, gutters, insulation, windows. We can be your one-stop shop for all of those products. And we can take a house from being what you call the house uglies to beautiful in about 2 weeks. If you did roofing, siding, you know, gutters, it's probably a two-week project at the most, and it would completely transform your curb appeal.
And Tim, we first met you in 2010. When you weren't as well known, but today, Pro Home Improvement is a very well known name around Southeast Michigan when it comes to taking care of your exterior needs. Real quick, what areas will you go to? Because I know you cover a lot of Southeast Michigan, do you not?
We pretty much do a 90-mile perimeter around Ferndale, you know, staying in Michigan, obviously.
Sure.
So we can go up past Flint, you know, over to Lansing, Gros Eagle. We pretty much, all of Southeastern Michigan pretty much we'll take care of.
And let me add to that, because we get a lot of emails, people saying, I want a local roofer or a local siding person.
Right.
And if you live in Monroe, we just don't have one. But we have people that go to those areas. And Tim, I imagine you've got installers that your different crews that are all over Southeast Michigan. For someone, one of your installers that may live in Grand Blanc, it's no big deal to take a drive up to Schwartz Creek and take care of that.
Yeah, that's true. We do have siding, roofing installers all over Southeast Michigan. So if you do hire us, you're actually probably getting a local company.
Right.
Just happen to cover a bigger area.
That's a good way to look at it. What got you into this business, Tim? What right do you have to do what you do and say you'll stand behind it like you do?
Well, I always tell you guys, I got into this business because in 2008, I lost my job and no one was hiring.
Best thing that could have happened to you.
Yeah, no one was hiring at that time. So 2008, I was out of work and I hooked up with a company. I spent a couple years there. In 2011, I took over Pro Home Improvement. I ventured out on my own. So I've owned it solely since then. But basically at the time, you know, I had two kids, one on the way and no income. So I had to try something.
You're motivated.
I was, yeah.
Well, and you've spent your life in this trade. You are a skilled worker, and it just made sense for you to go the way of starting your own business. You're just that kind of a guy. Talk about how important it is to meet people's expectations and how your people, the way they're trained, you make sure at home at Pro Home Improvement that you meet those expectations.
Well, I think it starts from the very first phone call. You know, when they call in, they get a happy voice that wants to help them, that's listening to what they need, not trying to push something on them. You know, so we take the customer's feedback. Then we're going to give them some suggestions of what we think will look good, but we're following what they want to accomplish, not what we want to push on them. So I think it starts at the very first phone call. I mean, just the communication that my office has, whether it's Tina and Tina downstairs or Justin and Keith in the office, they're constantly tracking tracking the progress of jobs and keeping homeowners informed so they're not guessing during their projects whether we've started yet or not. They'll still, when we get the job, you know, we're going to set an install date and we're going to do our very best, weather permitting, to meet that date. So we have very open communication. I think that's what helps us.
I do too. I think it's such a high touch industry. Now, Pro could use any siding product, any roofing product, but you've chosen a couple that you know work for you and your customer. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, so in roofing, we use CertainTeed. We've partnered with them. It's the only shingle Pro has put on. You know, here or there, we'll match a different shingle. A customer might have a garage or something, but 99% of our jobs are CertainTeed Landmark shingles. We just trust them. You know, we back mid 2000s, we had a big problem with shingles, if you guys remember, where they were all disintegrating.
Oh, man.
So, and customers really took a bath there. So when I got into this business, I wanted to make sure I was partnering with someone, if we ever saw something on that scale again, that they would take care of them. And I know CertainTeed will.
Well, they keep up with the new technologies, no matter what it is. And I did that by going with you guys to one of CertainTeed's manufacturing facilities, yeah. And it wasn't only watching the shingles get made, but literally sitting in a room for a few hours listening to the specifications and the technologies that go in shingles today. Because for you to offer the warranty you offer, you've got to know everything about that.
Yeah, once a year we offer our guys a trip down to the plant, you know, go see the new technologies, see how things are being made. Quite honestly, we haven't gone since COVID, but I want to start getting back there again because there's so many new technologies and we want to learn them and be able to offer homeowners good products that we know will last with our warranty.
How about siding, Tim? Because again, to the listener, it's like windows. It looks like glass with a frame around it, and vinyl siding looks like vinyl siding, but you've chosen Mastic for a specific reason, right?
Mastic is just like CertainTeed as far as their warranty goes. You know, they'll back me up no matter what. I really like that. But it's not only that. Their products are the best, in my opinion.
They're beautiful.
I've told you guys I have it on my house. I have a blue color, a dark blue color. It's been there for 7 years and there's no fading whatsoever. So I can be confident putting in these darker colors that they've now come up with in the siding industry. I can be comfortable putting them on your homes knowing they're not going to fade.
That's huge.
One thing we've always said to contractors out there, that they can do the best job on someone's house and absolutely love the way it looks. But what is so important is cleanup. And people are always so worried about cleanup on the roofing side of it. What does Pro Home Improvement do to make sure people are 100% satisfied once you leave when it comes to that cleanup?
Yeah, so there is a lot of issues with cleanup and roofing. You know, we're stripping your shingles off the roof. There's nails. People have dogs. They don't want them stepping on them. So we go around numerous times with the magnet. Listen, we're not going to get every single nail, but we're going to try. We're going to try our best. And, you know, even when we do this in the winter, we'll go around with the magnet and then we tell the homeowners, hey, don't forget, call us back as soon as it thaws. We'll come do the magnet for free again because we're going to miss stuff in the winter. So we do the magnets when we're there. Then when we leave, we call in the dumpster to be picked up. The dumpster guy comes, he moves the dumpster, does the magnets again.
Beautiful.
So we try to, you know, double up on it to make sure we can get as much as possible. But yeah, nobody wants you to do a great job and then leave a mess in their yard.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can do a beautiful job, but if you leave a mess in the yard, you've now lost the customer, and we know how important those customers are to Pro Home Improvement.
For sure.
Do you use your own crews typically?
I use crews that I've used for years and years and years. So I never say that they're... People like to throw the word subcontractor out there, but these are people that I've used for years and years and years. Just like I don't own Mastic and I don't own CertainTeed, but I've partnered with them. It's the same thing with my contractors. I've partnered with the same people over and over and over again. You know, I have 3 siding crews that I've used for years. I have 2-3 roofing crews that I've used for years. I have 1 gutter crew that I've used for 20 years. So, you know, I've formed these partnerships with them. They know my warranty. They know my crazy warranty, and they back me up. So, you know.
We're going to have to talk about that, aren't we, Ken?
Yeah, we definitely are. And one thing, another word, well, let's go to break. When we get back from break, we're going to discuss insulation, ventilation, underlayment. And people right now are going, okay, What does that mean to me? But those are some of the most important things we have to discuss when a homeowner is getting a roof at. And also the G word. You know, it always impressed us how often Pro Home Improvement throws away the G word, not the W word. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, that word is guarantee. And Pro Home Improvement puts a guarantee behind every job they do. And we're going to talk more with Tim Percassi and Pro Home Improvement after this break. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Tim, let's kind of take this segment and break down roofing. What happens when somebody thinks they might need a roof and they call Pro Home Improvement?
So we're going to ask them a few questions on the phone, try to get the scope of the project from them, what they think they need. You know, my guys are excellent experts in roofing. So when we go out there, we're not only looking at the roof, because that's not what's most important here. You got to look at the ventilation. You got to look at the insulation. You have to look at all these things to know how a roof system actually is put together and works. You know, anybody can go out and slap a roof on the home, but if it's not ventilated right, it will fail.
So system is a key word.
For sure. Yes.
Now, when you say fail, how will it fail? What will people see failing?
Well, what you could have is if the ventilation was not correct, then you don't have air coming in through the soffits and exhausting through the ridge vent or can vents. What you would see is your shingles could literally burn up. They would start
get
curling.
Cooked. Yeah.
They would cook, yes, from all the heat not being able to escape. So you really have to make sure. And, you know, we pull a permit on every single job we do. So
do you? Every job?
Every job.
Wow.
Every job that requires one, we pull a permit.
And people don't understand how impressive that is, because a lot of companies just don't do that. And they do that to try to save money, but you guys don't even go down that road. We love that.
No, we don't. We don't go down that road, because what if you get caught? Why would you want to do that, to put the homeowner at risk?
Amen.
Just, you know, we go to the building departments. We tell them what we're going to do. We pay for the permit, and then the only thing we do is we ask the homeowner to reimburse us for whatever the permit cost was, because every city's different. We don't charge for that up front, because you never know what the permit could be. You know, I know in Warren it's going to be $120. In Detroit, I have no idea what they could charge you.
Yeah, and you know, most people just go in there and say, we have a flat fee of $500 for permits, and then if it's $120, you win, or if it's $700, you lose. So I love the fact that you will say to the homeowner, here's our receipt, please reimburse us for this.
Yep, we give them a copy of the permit, shows exactly what we paid, and that's all they pay.
As a homeowner, there's nothing better you can get than that.
I agree with you 1,000%.
And as a homeowner too, not to interrupt you, but as a homeowner, you definitely don't want to have any work done on your home without a permit, because if the city finds out, they can make you strip that work off.
Yeah.
You know, if we did siding without a permit and required one, they can make us rip it right off the house.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Boy, we talk about that a lot. So are you going to specify and provide and include ventilation as you see fit for each roof you look at?
We do. We do that. It's included in our price. So sometimes a homeowner will not have soffit vents.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing we can do. There's just no vents there. If they don't have an overhang, there's
no room.
Vents.
Right, right.
So in that case, we'll use our edge vent product, which goes right at the end of the roof, right above the drip edge. It's about 3/4 to an inch high, and it allows air to intake.
And you're seeing those more and more. Those
you
were
are.
Not real popular for a long time. You just didn't see those. Yeah.
They had ventilated drip edge for a while, which I wasn't a fan of, because the ice could build
right.
up in the gutter and
yes.
then back up into that. But these products do really well. We've been using them probably for about 8, 9, 10 years now, edge vent.
So is this a true statement that you want the air to come in as low as possible and vent out as high as possible? Is that what
it's 100% true statement,
okay.
Yes. If you have soffit vents, you want to use those soffit vents for intake. If you have enough ridge vent, you'll want to use a ridge vent. But those are calculations that we go through with the city. You know, we don't bore homeowners
it's
with
building
that.
Building science. You need to know this stuff.
Yes, yeah. We need to know, because if we don't do it correctly, the city will call us out on it.
Well, and how many emails do we get, Ken, from listeners who had a roofer that was driving by, put a new roof on, and then it went to heck in 10 years. Do you guys see that because they didn't know about ventilation?
I see it all the time. I mean, I have a neighbor who just moved in. I don't know him well, but he just had his roof done, and the just finished 2 days ago. The ventilation's wrong. I'm not going to tell them. You know,
I feel bad. But
and you
I
can mean, see, you can tell looking at it.
I can tell looking at it, yeah. I can tell a house, I'm sure you guys can too. In the winter, I can tell you which house isn't insulated properly.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's real easy to see. You know, if you have, if all of your neighbors have snow on the roof and yours is melted, your insulation's not working.
So I call you out for a roof and you notice that I don't have enough insulation. What happens then?
So we're going to make sure that the ventilation is right first. You know, we're going to make sure that you have baffles. And then we can add stabilized cellulose on top of whatever you have.
So ProHome can add insulation.
Oh, for sure. We do it all the time in walls, in attics, rim joists, you know, spray foam in the rim joists. We can insulate your whole home. And a lot of times people won't understand that just adding insulation in your attic does not make your whole house insulated.
You're right.
There's a lot more that goes into
it. Could just push
it
out of other places.
Right. You got windows, you have walls, you have rim joists. So there's a lot of different ways we can help with insulation.
And you used a system word earlier, waterproof underlayment that people won't even see. What's involved with that?
So what we do is, the code is, when you do a roof, you have to be 24 inches from the inside wall with your ice and water shield. So now if you had a 3 foot overhang, that means you would need 5 foot of ice and water shield. Well, we just go above and beyond and we put 6 feet on everything. So even if you don't have a 3 foot overhang, let's say you only have a 1 foot overhang, we're going above and beyond with the ice and water shield. And then after we put the two rows of ice and water shield on, then we're adding synthetic underlayment to the rest of your roof. Think of that like Tyvek siding, you know, that would go behind siding.
So what does that mean to our listener? What does that mean to a homeowner?
Well, we're trying to keep the ice and water out the best way we can. You know, felt paper is, you know, if you get...
Historically, that's what everyone used years ago.
Cheap felt paper that rips in half.
Right.
I think... You know, the majority of the industry is moving towards synthetic at this time. I don't know of too many people who will sell you felt paper anymore.
Right. They shouldn't. So basically, it's just an extra, literally, layer of protection for the homeowner.
It is. Yes.
Interesting. You guys love the word guarantee. Can you talk about that for a minute? Because it's always impressed Chuck and I. And literally, you guys have used that guarantee word since we met you in 2010. And you guys stand behind it like no other. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, so it's real simple. We have a 25-year guarantee. Anything goes wrong, you call us. You don't call Certainty. We're not a limited warranty. Check the shingle package and see what your prorated warranty is. It's just you call us, we fix the problem. That's it. Simple as it.
25 years.
Yes.
If Pro doesn't do a home right, or excuse me, which won't happen, but if you don't do a roof right, and then you call Certain Teed out, they're not going to say, okay, here are our shingles, we'll do this for free. You have to do it right to get any warranty from them.
I would assume I do, but it's never happened,
I
to
love
tell you
that.
The truth.
Great answer.
But
I'm
sure that it would have to be done right. They're never going to warranty contractor error.
Right.
So, yes, if we don't do the roof right, it's on us.
So if I hire Pro Home Improvement to do my roof and I have an issue, who do I call?
Pro Home Improvement.
Who are you going to call? Pro Home Improvement.
I'll tell you, that is so big for homeowners. Again, how many emails do we get, Ken, with people being... You know, the finger points left, then it points right, then it points up, then it points down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. we have five project managers. If you call with a roof leak, we're going to be out probably that day. You know, worst case scenario, the next day. So we're right on top of our services. All of my staff knows that service is very important to me, because if you don't stand behind your services, you're useless, in my mind. Because
good
for
you.
We tell them we're going to give them a guarantee, and we do our best to live up to that guarantee.
Tim, there's so many roofers out there, but not a lot that pay attention to slope roofs or low slope roofs, I'm sorry, that really know how to do those properly. Can you speak to that for a second, please? Because low slope roofs, if someone's going to get a leak, a lot of times that's where it happens.
Right. So CertainTeed has restrictions. If you're below a 212, you cannot put shingles on the roof. If you're at 212, you have to use full ice and water shield. So the companies themselves, they'll have restrictions on what their shingles can and can't be applied to. So if you put CertainTeed shingles on a 112 pitch, which is, you know,
almost walking on flat ground.
Almost.
Right.
they will not warranty it. They'll tell you how you screwed up. So you really have to know the codes, what the materials are meant for. You know, and there's many different flat roofing materials as well. You have flint lastic, you have EPDM. You know, you have a lot of different options, and you have to choose the right one in order for it to last, in order for us to stand behind our 25-year guarantee.
Yeah, Chuck and I see it all the time. They got maybe a roof that has a 7 or 8 12 pitch, but the addition in back has a 2 or 3 12 pitch. So people are listening, those 2 12 pitch are a very slight pitch. Almost anybody can stand on it. They don't shed the water like the steep ones do, so you need to go a little above and beyond to make sure they stay tight, correct?
You do. Yep. Like I said, there's things you can do to manipulate that. You just have to use all ice and water shield underneath and no synthetic underlayment in those cases.
Okay. Well, let's go to break, and we get back, let's talk siding, because I don't think homeowners realize how many different types of siding that they have at their availability, how they can just make their house look so much different by choosing the right siding, and the multiple color choices homeowners have when they choose Pro Home Improvement. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.
Hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Pro Home Improvement. You need a facelift for your house. You need to get rid of the ugly exterior. Pro Home is your choice. You can call them today, 248-556-5839.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were talking about guarantee and different siding products.
Yeah, siding products. How many different types of siding products does Pro Home Improvement offer?
There's a ton nowadays. I mean, there's shakes, there's shingles, there's vertical siding, there's horizontal siding, there's different profiles in the horizontal siding. There's even brick vinyl products out there that look pretty good nowadays.
Now they do. Back in the old days, the old
and
stone
that's from
and brick.
A mason saying
yeah,
that.
They look better than they used to.
I wouldn't put it on my house. But again, brick is, you know, real stone is so expensive.
Oh yeah.
And some of these new products, they look pretty nice. You know, they're getting there. From the road, you would have a hard time telling that it's not, that it's vinyl
and
not brick.
Right?
Yeah, it is an accent, yeah.
Okay, and color selection. The blacks and the blues are so popular now. Do you see that continuing?
Yeah, I mean, my house is blue. It's my favorite siding color to put on. Blue and white with black accents. You know, we do a lot of that. There's deep reds. There's deep greens. There's deep grays. You know, the technology has increased so much over the years that they can now mold these products and not worry about them fading.
Right.
So that's huge.
Yeah, the product line that I use on my house, it's called Solar Defense. There's a lot of deep colors in there that you can use, you know, for something different than your neighbor's yellow siding, if you want to stand out a little bit. There's so many different products we have available to us through Mastic.
Why Mastic?
Same as CertainTeed. I just trust them. We had one issue over the years.
One issue. Out of the hundreds of jobs you've done, maybe thousands over the years, one issue.
One issue that I thought was a manufacturer issue, and I went back to them, and I told them what I thought. They gave me all the siding for free and paid my contractor to redo it.
Wow.
What more could you ask for as a contractor?
And what kind of maintenance is required on any of those? Sorry, Ken.
Yeah.
As far as like vinyl siding products,
yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, like I told you, mine's been on there for 7 years. I haven't touched it. Now, could it use a power wash? Probably, yeah. You know, but it's not mandatory. So it's been up there 7 years. Yeah, just, you know, and you might want to check your caulking every few years. But we use a really good caulk, too, that expands and contracts with the weather. It always stays pliable. So it's not like after 7 years, it dries up and cracks. Our solar seal does not do that.
We'll get this email a lot from, not say a lot, but a few times from listeners where someone's talking to them about siding, and they'll get some bids for siding that has an insulation product on it, right on the back side of it, and you'll say, what's better? Should I put a rigid foam board up, or should I use a siding product with an insulation on it? Do you have any feeling for that?
We offer both. For me, bang for the buck, I rather have them separated. I rather put the foam on first. You know, we use half-inch foam behind every single siding job we do.
Okay.
It's going to add an R value of 3. What it's also going to do is straighten out your home. So we put the foam up, the half-inch foam up. Then we put up our branded Pro Home Improvement Tyvek type material.
Sure.
Then we put the siding. So I mean, we do offer with insulation on the back, and it is a great product, but cost-wise, it can get pretty up there. And there's limited colors with the gotcha. Foam attached to
and
the side.
It sounds to me you're going to be able to make it more airtight with doing it the way you were talking about as well.
I think they're both pretty much airtight. Okay. I wouldn't say that. But cost-wise, I think we can achieve the same exact thing using foam separated from the vinyl siding product.
And the look, Ken and I will drive down the road at 70 miles an hour and see a bad install. There's a difference, right?
You can tell. I mean, you look down, it's wavy. You know, in the sun, you see a bunch of humps. You know, we're not going to cure every little ailment you might have with your wavy house, you know, without reframing a whole wall and tens of thousands of dollars, but we can eliminate those looks by putting up the foam first. So, it, like I said, dual benefit. You get our value and you get a smoothness behind your siding.
No, you're right, Chuck, because some of them, they look good when they first put them up. If they're installed properly, they'll start bending and waving and warping all over the place. And those are the ones that the siding companies are going to say, sorry, we can't warranty that because it wasn't installed properly.
That install-wise, you know, could be an issue. And also the thickness of the siding could be an issue.
Yeah.
If it's real thin, you know, like contractor-grade 042 siding, it's not going to stand up to a weed whipper or anything like that.
And homeowners have to realize that. If they get a bid from one company and it's a lot less from the other companies, that's one of the reasons.
There's a reason.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. And
we always try to educate them. You know, we tell them we're using half-inch foam. We're using house wrap, then we're using 044, 046 siding, which depending on your color, like mine is only 044 on my house.
Okay.
Because solar defense, the color I wanted came in 044. And I've told you guys through all the years of baseballs hitting my house for my children, it's never cracked. So, and a lot of our homes, we put 046 even on it, which is extra thicker than the 044. So,
right.
You know, I can guarantee the siding because I've seen how it holds up.
Yeah, in your own house, for heaven's sakes. How about energy conservation? We are getting emails now regarding that. What's the best siding to save energy or system?
Well, I think because we use that foam and because we use the house wrap and because our siding is so thick, you know, ours would be a really good product to insulate your home as well as siding. While you're siding it, you're also adding
good caulk,
value.
Even a high
good
caulking, caulk.
Right? You know, all those things kind of play together as a system, like you said. Another area where we can really save on energy costs is windows, and we do windows as well. So, you know, I don't talk about them that much. When we're doing siding, though, I always, if the homeowner needs windows, that's the time to do them.
Absolutely.
So I'll always push windows when we're doing siding. If you have old metal windows and you want your house sided, now's the time to do windows, too.
Yeah.
And they're never going to be cheaper than they are today.
And they're going to be less. I mean, the more I had someone one time tell me, we'll keep going until it's free, but the more you do, the less it is. If you're on the job and you're going to do siding, roofing, and windows, that customer is going to see a savings by doing all those.
A better value.
A better value.
Oh, for sure. It keeps my guys busy. Like I said, we'll probably be there that job. If we did siding, windows, and roofing, we'd be there 2 weeks at the most.
Okay.
The most.
And that's so. Less jobs that you have to get the guys ready for if they all go to the same place for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a
And if you're doing gutters, we get this question. Should I do the roof first or the gutters first?
The roof. Because you don't want to strip the shingles, have them hitting your brand new gutters, having all that little asphalt pieces trickling into your brand new gutters and into your new downspouts. Yeah, I've seen customers make that mistake before. You know, we're going to be real careful, but if you have the choice, you do a roof before you do gutters. If you have the choice, you do a roof before you do siding. If you have a choice, you do windows before you do siding. There's a way to do things.
Sure, and you guys know how to do it,
so
right.
So roof, then windows, then siding, then gutters.
Okay. Roof, windows, siding, gutter, 100%.
So speaking of roof and gutters, here's an email that we'll get a lot. I had a new roof installed last year, and now my gutters are full of the asphalt granulars. Speak to that, please.
It's probably not a very good quality shingle that was put up there because they shouldn't deteriorate that fast. I mean, you're going to see a little bit of it.
A little bit you're going to see it, no matter what.
Right, but it shouldn't be noticeable or else that is what makes up the composition of the shingle. So if that starts failing and falling into your gutters, your shingles are deteriorating too quickly.
And we've had emails, people seeing literally piles of that at the bottom of their downspouts.
And that could be a lot with the ventilation. If it's not ventilated right, your roof is burning up, the shingles deteriorating.
From the inside out.
Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, You've said it many times, the Pro Home Guarantee is something the Inside Outside guys 100% believe in. And you've helped many and made many of our listeners happy over the years. But you got another special coming up we're going to talk about when we get back from break. If people sign up with you in the month of June, they've got a very good special at their hands that they can take advantage of. Stick around for the next segment if you want to learn about that. We're talking to Tim Porcassi, owner of Pro Home Improvement.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Pro Home Improvement, celebrating Make-A-Wish Michigan Month. To get a free estimate today and get 15% off your roof, siding, gutters, insulation, and windows, visit ProHomeMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got the owner here. If he says it, you can take it to the bank. We've known him a long time. We trust him. We trust Pro Home. Tim, why should people go with Pro for roofing and siding in particular?
I think it's our service that stands apart, and the materials we use and the quality craftsmanship that we are going to display on your home. So, you know, like I told you guys earlier, service is a big thing. When we leave, we're not done with your job. We keep your file. We know exactly which one of our guys did your project. We know which colors. So if you call us 15 years from now and say, oh my God, I want to match this siding, we'll help you match it. We know what it was.
Wow. That's great stuff. Well, we really want to encourage people to go to ProHomeMI.com. You guys have a wealth of information on your website, yeah, including a lot of referrals, a lot of testimonies and videos from homeowners you've done over the years. Absolute phenomenal, phenomenal site. Tim, when it comes to gutters, should people be getting the 4-inch? Should they be getting the 5-inch? Should they be getting the bigger downspouts, the extended downspouts? Talk to that, please.
So we have 5-inch and 6-inch K-style gutters available. And depending on the home, 95% of them are going to be fine with the 5-inch gutters. We will sometimes recommend 6-inch, which are quote-unquote called commercial gutters, on some projects. You know, I have a friend, I put 6-inch gutters on his home because he has a big gable roof. It's probably 50 feet long and it's a 10-12. So when he gets a rainfall, it's just cascading down the roof. Yeah. So I told him when we did his job, I'm like, look, we're going to put these 6-inch gutters up there. And when we put in 6-inch gutters, we put in the bigger downspouts, the 3x4-inch downspouts. And now he doesn't have that problem where the rain's cascading over his gutters and down on his front porch or down near his foundation. So 95% of the time, we're going to get away with 5-inch gutters, but if your home does need 6-inch gutters, we will recommend that and we can install it.
I love that. So is there a sense of urgency? I mean, you mentioned earlier, I think Ken also said it, it ain't going to be cheaper in a year.
Yeah, we've seen since COVID started, just price increase after price increase after price increase. I've told your listeners before, it's never going to be cheaper than today to do any of these projects. The prices will not go down. I've never seen roofing, siding, gutters, insulation, or windows be discounted yet in almost 20 years of doing this.
Yeah.
They don't go backwards.
I remember in the old days, we kept getting those letters you're talking about. It was back then it was fuel charges. Then the fuel came back down, but the prices never came
anything
back.
Anything to make it more expensive.
Never came back down.
Yeah, it never will.
So if somebody schedules you in the month of June for roofing or siding, any incentive?
I do. I have a special for the Inside Outside Guys listeners only. So if you buy a roof or siding from us, in the month of June, I will give you your choice of free gutters or free insulation.
Wow.
If you buy roof and siding, you get gutters and insulation free.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, normally those are what people, for listeners, normally those are what we call in the industry an upsell, but you're giving those away for free.
I am. Yes.
Wow.
There is no upsell. We don't double the price of our windows and then, you know, give you 2-for-1. We don't do any of that. We're giving a true special to the listener.
Bless you.
And it comes with a 25-year guarantee as well.
It does. Same as if you paid for it in full.
So I'm at home and I'm planning next year. You know, my husband and I, or my wife and I, have talked and we have a budget and we know we can't do this till next year. That's our budget. However, we just heard about this wonderful special. We want to take advantage of it. Can you talk about how you can help us take advantage of it this year?
Oh, for sure. So like we've said, you're never going to get it cheaper than this year. So we have financing products available, such as 18 months same as cash. So you call up, you get your siding done in June, your payment's not due in full till the following December.
So for that couple who's saving for next year, they can get it now and just pay for it in full next year.
Correct.
Wow.
It doesn't get much better than that, I'll tell you.
Are there supply chain issues
that you're experiencing like you were 2 years ago?
It's getting much better on that front. Last time we talked, it was easing, and I don't see too many more problems right now anyway with, you know, because back during COVID, we had problems with shingle colors and siding colors. They discontinued a lot of them.
Yeah.
They only made the ones that were the most popular. Now they're starting, you know, they've opened that up. The drivers are back, you know, everything.
So I can get that dark blue or that barn red from you?
It's probably in stock now, to tell you the truth.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gotten much better.
Those are beautiful, aren't they?
Those are absolutely beautiful products, and everything comes with a 25-year guarantee from Pro Home Improvement. So someone could come to you and say, I want insulation, I want windows, I want siding, I want roofing. You can take care of all that for them. With financing and a 25-year guarantee.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
And the whole thing getting, we tell people, walk out to the curb.
There you go.
Turn around and look at your house. Because if you've been there 30 years, 40 years, it probably isn't the beautiful castle that you thought it was back then. And Pro Home can literally change the look entirely, can't you? And you'll help advise with colors?
We do. We'll make suggestions. You know, we're never going to talk anybody out of anything. But
right.
If I see something that I don't like, I've called the homeowner myself and said, hey, you know, I try not to question them. But hey,
sure.
I saw you're using orange siding and, you know, purple shakes. What are you trying to accomplish here?
There you go.
Because I want them. Look, if you're going to spend $30,000 with me, I don't want you to hate your choice
Absolutely.
Afterwards.
They need to trust you. They need to trust your people when they call you out. You guys do this every day.
Yeah. And so we'll steer them in the right direction. If we think they need steering. Now, sometimes there's been color combos that I've looked at on paper and go, ugh, and then we put it on the house. I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. So, you know, I try to, if I do see what I think might be an issue, I'll call them and get their feedback of what they're trying to accomplish before I'll make recommendations.
I mean, you've been doing this a long time. So, really, how many hundreds of jobs can you show me as a customer?
Oh, we have a whole book. We're constantly updating it. I mean, we can show you every color pretty much on the planet available.
On a house.
Yeah. There are ways to do that. I don't really like the technology that they use to where you can like go in and use a tool and
sure.
then put the siding. It doesn't look good to me. Like I can bring samples out to your home, hold up a big sample and show you what it would look like and then show you a similar house in a picture that we've done with the exact same colors.
That's meaningful.
That is meaningful. And sometimes it's better to contrast than to try to match colors than not.
100%. If you can't get 100% match, contrast it. That's 100% right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I know you're not going to bring this up, but we will bring it up because we love team partners who give back. And you are very involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and you've given back for years. Everything going on right now with them?
Yeah, well, I'm on the board for the Make-A-Wish ball, which we have every October. It will be, I can't release the date yet, but it'll be at the Fillmore.
Oh.
We had it last year, and it like this Fisher building, the Fillmore is gorgeous. So we're going to have it there in October again this year. So I'm working a lot on that. You know, we have monthly meetings, getting ready. We've been doing it since the beginning of the year, since the last Wish Ball ended. So I'm doing that right now. We just finished up our March's Make-A-Wish Month at Pro, so we donated a wish to them. You know, everything's been going real good on that front.
Everything's been going real good on our front as well when it comes to Pro Home Improvement. And whenever we refer you or a homeowner picks Home Improvement, we have heard nothing but them sing your praises. You have taken great care of our listeners over the years,
Thank
Tim.
You.
And you don't know how much that means to us. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Again, the website is prohomemi.com. The phone number is 248-556-5839. You can find Pro Home Improvement at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And real quick, Tim, your June special?
Buy roofing or siding, and you get insulation or gutters for free. Buy them both, you get both for free.
That's a great deal.
That's awesome.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Tim, we appreciate you coming in today. Again, you've been listening to The Inside Outside Guys with special guest Tim Percassi and Pro Home Improvement.